Since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development has been struggling to keep up with the millions of unemployment claims. Republicans have accused Governor Evers of making people wait months for payouts. Evers' administration says it's hired four times the usual number of DWD employees to process the increase in claims, but they struggle to overcome the antiquated computer system.
I had heard anecdotally about the antiquated systems, but I have to admit, I truly did not understand what DWD was dealing with until I got here.
That's Amy Pacek. She came on to DWD in September, and Evers appointed her secretary designee of the department in December.
Now, we work in government, so no one expects the government to have the latest and greatest in any technology. But what DWD's been working with was a complete shock.
Rather than just tell people how bad the system is, she had several DWD employees show everyone. They spent more than 20 minutes explaining how they might process one type of the thousands of kinds of claims they get. Honestly, the best way I can describe the systems they work with is like the computer systems and hacker scenes from movies in the 90s and early 2000s. It's a black background with green, boxy, and pixelated font. They can't just scroll through information that's usually spread out on dozens of pages. They have to exit and enter each page to read the information.
So imagine having a binder, and each one of these screens is on a separate page in that binder. You can only look at one page of the binder at a time, and you have to look at, say, 15 different pages throughout that binder in order to do what you need to do on the claim.
According to employees, it usually takes several programs just to resolve one claim, and it's not user-friendly or intuitive.
Did I mention that VL stands for quit? 100 codes are denials. Like I said, it's a different language.
The bill Evers called a special session for would have been $5.3 million to modernize the unemployment claim system. In her presentation, Pacek said the amount would allow them to get started, but the overall cost to completely modernize the system could cost anywhere between $48 and $70 million. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.